Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Some really beneficial rain and snow for portions of the Texas Panhandle and the state of Oklahoma early this morning. We've got 6-8 inches of snow in some areas of the Texas Panhandle and far western Oklahoma along Interstate 40. Basically, I-40 South is where you've got more of the moisture totals at this point. 4, 5, 6 tenths of precipitation. Liquid rain has already been recorded by Oklahoma Mesonet sites in a large area of along Interstate 40 and then at select spots south of 40 as well. Very beneficial for both our pastures as well as for our winter canola and winter wheat crops. Feels where we are getting some of these precipitation totals, getting a nice drink of January moisture. Trade-related issues catching the attention of a lot of agriculture groups during the State of the Union address this week by President Barack Obama. Former trade chief for the USDA during the Clinton years, Paul Drazik. Of course, he also worked with several agricultural organizations, including American Farm Bureau at one point. Drazik saying that the call for trade promotion authority by the president was reacted to by members of Congress very predictably.
It appeared that he got support for the idea from the Republicans, who all stood up, or not all but many, and applauded, and very few Democrats stood up and applauded.
Drazik indicates that the president actually used an argument that agriculture likes to use a lot in his State of the Union address, and that's the fact that 95% of the world's population, in other words, the consumers of this world, lie outside the borders of the U.S., and it's wrong not to try to sell into that global population. He believes one of the keys will be exactly what is in the Trans-Pacific Agreement that's currently being negotiated. He says if it looks favorable for U.S. interests, a lot of Democrats now on the fence might be willing to vote for TPA to be able to get that across the finish line. A couple of ranch rodeo notes for you today. The Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers are planning a ranch rodeo 13th and 14th of February in Duncan at the Stevens County Fair and Expo Center. This will be held in conjunction with the Oklahoma Horse Fair in Duncan on those particular dates. For more information, you can go to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, and click on the calendar button. Check out those February dates for the TSCRA Ranch Rodeo. Meanwhile, word has come that the Oklahoma Cattle Association has decided to make a move with their annual ranch rodeo held in August of each year, moving from State Fair Park back to its original home where it started, the Lazy E in Guthrie, just off of Interstate 35. The dates for the 2015 event of the OCA Range Roundup, the 31st such annual event, will be August 28th and 29th. You've got farm news on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Riders in the sky for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
A lot more agricultural news on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Check it out at your convenience. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.